got a new president. I don't know if that's good or if it's bad. You said what? Oh. Go ahead. Yeah, he will. Right. Yeah, he got him elected. That's kind of relevant to what we're going to talk about again this morning. Jeremiah, the 5th chapter, go back there again this morning. Now, all the people think they elected him, and in a way they did. They got him. They voted on him. He's elected. They can rebel all they want to, but you're right, Joyce. He put him in the office. So go ahead and rebel. Lord giveth and Lord taketh away, but blessed be the name of the Lord. I, like I said, I don't know if it's good or bad. And I don't know that we'll know in the end of 4 years either, Brother Jerry, but. But that's the way it is. Verse 22, I guess we'll start here. Said, fear ye not me. And this is a question. This was a question for Israel. This is a question for us today. Saith the Lord, will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree that cannot pass it. And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail. Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it. And I think it has bearing on what's going on. Now, we've got all these protests going on. Oh, they just upset and tore up, and they don't know exactly what we're talking about. Lord done it, but blessed be the name of the Lord. It may be for the people of the Lord's good, and it may not be necessarily in what we think, the way we think, good times. Maybe bad time, but I'll tell you this much, Sister Joyce, it's going to be for the people of God's benefit. That'll be the end result of no matter what. People want to deny all the decrees of God. Whatever God said, that's it. Which, you know, whether you like it or not. He has decreed these things. It's a perpetual decree. He set everything in order, everything in motion, whether it be the storm or whether it be the peace and the calm that comes. We've got this bad wind this morning. It's blowing my car with this kind of. I told Betty, I said, man, the wind is really blowing. And Lord sent it. Every once in a while we have a bad storm. They just had some over here in Mississippi. Tears things up. And every once in a while be some old preacher get up and say, well, the Lord sent it because they weren't doing right. Guess what? They'll tar and feather that dude and carry him out of town pretty quick. Get rid of him. He doesn't know anything. God, this could not be like that. is a perpetual decree. It's gone out. And all these things are according to the word of God. Whatever he spoke, that's it. He said, but this people hath a revolting and rebellious heart. They are revolted. And listen to this, and are gone. Well, he's talking about Israel here. They were almost wiped away already. And there's still more to come. And that's what he's trying to tell them. And it isn't God that's at fault here. It is you. You're at fault. You have brought all these things on you. And guess what? The people of God sometimes bring those things on them. And the whole world is in the same boat, if you will. And it may be the reverse. It may be the way the world's going. This got so wicked and unholy and ungodly. But we're going to be there also. But guess what? We have something they don't have. We have the word. And we have the assurance that God is still in control and he's operating under his own will, and man doesn't have a thing in the world to do with none of it. They think they do. They're still thinking that they're in control. But they are rebellious. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God that giveth rain, both the former and the latter, in his season. They don't even think about these things. You know, they think it's all this somehow, they say, Mother Nature. But who do they think Mother Nature is? This has always been strange to me, even before I knew any different. Really, it's strange to me that people would apply this to this just wobbling along and doing its own thing. Not so. It's always under the operation of the mighty hand of God. If the waves get too big and he decides, he just be still. But he gives the former and the latter rain, and men don't really say, oh, well, it's climate change. Got to have something to lay it on besides God. And he said he gives it in his season. It's set in motion and in order. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Verse 25 then is where it turns your iniquities. Have turned away these things. They don't necessarily come in their right season. They don't necessarily come at the right time. They don't necessarily just rain an inch when you want an inch. It comes a 5-inch flood. But guess what? It's still in the hands of God. He's always looking out for his people. It may seem bad. It may kill us all. But it won't kill the souls of God's people. It saves their life. These things. They were given that man might have something to know God by. It removes every excuse that there is for man. God gives it and God takes it away. Always in his time. And this also is a perpetual motion. It's set in motion. And God gives it at one season, and he takes it away in a season. But why is it so turbulent? And why is it so up and down? Why isn't it just back like it was in the garden? It was just a dew that went up, and everything was water. It was peaceful. No thorns, no thistle. It wasn't that man was put there and said, don't do nothing. He said, till the ground. But you know what? At that time, it was a joy to him to till the ground. No storm, no lightning. Things were at perfect peace and harmony. But what happened? Adam sinned. And it passed upon all men because everything bears after its own kind. So here comes sin and here comes rebellion and here comes judgment. Cursed ground. There come the thorns and the thistles and the rebellion. And the accusation that God is not fair. And that same thing we got going on today. To some, it's election. God is not fair. And to some, the others say, oh, he is the fairest thing ever was. And neither one of them know. That's the whole thing. Man is not that smart. He's not that intelligent. He can't tell one day from another. He can't tell the end of anything. So we also need to be careful. Your iniquities have turned you away from these good things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. The Lord would have given it to us had not been for sin. In the world, these things that come are perpetual testimony that God is in control of all things, and he's who he says he is. The sea, the wave doesn't get too high, never. Not since the flood. I'm never going to curse this land anymore like that. And drowned it in a flood. And then he goes on verse 26 and he said, for among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he set his snare. They set a trap. They catch men. Well, what this is all about is we're going to overcome. If we don't have it, we'll take it from old John over there. He can't defend himself too well, so we'll get that. God may have taken it away, but we'll go get it. We'll set a trap for it. Now, not only that, but they're setting a trap for his soul. That's what's going on today. They've set many traps. And they say God is not sovereign. He can only operate in the will of man. And they don't consider that all these things that come upon the land are of God. Matter of fact, they go the other way. They say this God of yours could not possibly bring all those things, horrible things. But he does. But I said it's for the people of God, it is always a lesson. It's there. It's always telling us. in book of Genesis, the 8th chapter. Few scripture. Verse 21, let's go to 20. And Noah built an altar unto the Lord. Well, the flood has come, and it has destroyed the whole world, what we would call the world. Why? Because he looked down, and it was nothing but sin. What a catastrophe. That's what we would say. We ain't seen anything, have we? What a catastrophe. And Noah built an altar, though, unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. Was this burning of the animals what he is smelling? No, it was it was smoke in his nostrils. But this offering from the heart, this thankfulness that Noah was showing forth was a sweet-smelling savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, any more than I have. But never again with a flood. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. It didn't do one whit of good except it cleaned the earth up and started over. But man's attitude hadn't changed one bit. He's still going to bring judgment upon himself. Continue. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I've done. While earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, day and night, it shall not cease until. We'd have to add that until the Lord deems it necessary once again to cleanse this old earth from sin. But until then, there's going to be good times and bad. There's going to be seasons of refreshing, and there's going to be seasons of the anger of the Lord poured out upon this world. But it's all for the good of God's people. What's the whole purpose? I'm going to save me a people. I'm going to be their God and they're going to be my people. I'm going to save me a people. 148 Psalm then. Verse 1, I think we'll read this whole song. It won't hurt us. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Now that happened. He said. He said. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for the commanded. He commanded, and they were created. Everything, even the storm. You understand? Even the storm. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons in all depths, fire and hail and snow and vapor and stormy wind. What's it doing? Fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, praising beasts and all the cattle and creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all the people, princes and all the judges of the earth, both young men and maidens and old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of his people. That's where it all fits in. He exalted his people. It's something else, isn't it? The praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, of people near unto him, praise ye the Lord. Well, the flood has come, and earth was cleansed, and it started over again, and it's all set in motion by the perpetual will of God. It's forevermore being the same. It goes forward. Yeah, it's perpetual. No end. That's what my book says. No end. So it keeps on going. In Ecclesiastes, first chapter, book of Ecclesiastes, First chapter, book of Ecclesiastes, verse 1, he said, the words of the preacher, the son of David, king of Jerusalem, vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What profit hath a man of all his labor, which he taketh under the sun? One generation passes away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. The sun also ariseth, and the sun goeth down, and hasteth to his place where he arose. The wind goeth toward the south, and turneth about unto the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to his circuits. It's things that the Lord has set in motion. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea's not full. Unto the place from whence the rivers come, thither they return again. All things are full of labor. It's all just continually working, a perpetual labor. Man cannot utter it. He can't even think of it, really. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there's no new thing under the sun. It hadn't changed one iota since God set it all in motion. Man continues to rebel, and Lord continues to bring judgment. If the people return unto the Lord, he brings good things. If they rebel, he takes more away. And then the people become more angry. the more judgment that comes, because that is the motion of man. It's set in his heart to do evil. Continue. It's always a battle going on, even with what we call the elements. Back in Jeremiah, the 14th chapter. Verse 21, I'll go 20. We acknowledge, O Lord, our wickedness and the iniquity of our fathers, for we have sinned against thee. Do not abhor us. For thy name's sake, do not disgrace the throne of thy glory. Remember, break not thy covenant with us. Are there any among the vanities of the Gentiles that can cause rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Art thou not thou he? O Lord our God, therefore we will wait upon thee. For thou hast made all these things. And can't any of them, the heavens or nothing else, give forth anything except the Lord call it down. Everything is in the control of an almighty God, whether it be things that are withholden or things that are given. They're all in his mighty power. And that's what he said here. We just wait on thee. If man got any sense, that's what he'll do. If he's not as dumb as man tries to be, man is set in perpetual motion also. He keeps on regenerating those things that are evil, unless he be given a right mind, a mind that would agree that God is just in all his affairs.
Our God doeth all things well. Well, that just means all things that he doeth, right? Well, he doeth all things, doesn't he? He does. And he does all things well. And we don't know nearly as much about what we think we know as we ought to know it. And but, you know, we sometimes glibly quote scripture, all things work to the good to them that love God, that are the call according to his purpose. But it sure is hard to believe, isn't it? It's hard to live it. But I thank God today that at least most of us believe that. But it's only by the grace of God that we can begin to live it and to enjoy it. No question that the will of God is going to be done. I think most people that go over praying what they generally call the Lord's Prayer, When it gets to that, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, I think they're really thinking, well, you know, we're praying that maybe God's will might be done. Well, that's not what it's talking about. It's really praying that we're have the attitude that God's will is going to be done. You don't have to worry about whether or not God's will is going to be done. It's going to be done. You can just forget that. Quit worrying about that altogether. The question is whether we approve of that will and whether it makes us happy. And if it doesn't make us happy, then I think there's some sin involved there. Now, I know we fight the flesh all the time. As long as we live in this body, there's going to be that battle going on. But hopefully, and I believe it's without doubt, that the longer that we live and grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus, we'll be able more and more to be with the same Spirit of Christ. I come, O God, to do thy will. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me. Ours, of course, is to do the will of him that saved me. So, all right. Good beginning this morning again. We praise again the Lord for it.